Welcome back, everyone. We're here at the Oregon Cannabis Caucus, sponsored by the National Cannabis Industry Association. They're going to be doing these quarterly. And we're here with Sam Chapman, a consultant in the industry. Again, what's your consulting group?
New Economy Consulting.
New Economy, that's right. New Economy Consulting. And didn't you guys just recently come out with some report on the state of the business here?
We did, yeah. We just released the Oregon Cannabis Industry Jobs Report, which shows that we have created thus far 2,156 jobs just in the retail sector. And we decided just to focus on the retail sector because that was the most attainable numbers. We're excited to expand our research into production, wholesale, processing, and ancillary. And we really think that the more that we start to look into how these jobs are being created and how many there are, we can start changing the conversation a little bit with maybe more conservative counties or city councils that are may have a stigma around cannabis and start talking about jobs.
Yeah.
And cannabis together, not just cannabis, but as a job creator. Because as we all know, there's an election coming up, and hardly anyone gets reelected without talking about jobs.
So over 2,000 jobs, and these are just retail touching the plant jobs.
That's correct, yes, yes. And we expect this number to continue to rise over the next year or two. It may flatline at year three, but with the expansion of adult sales over the next coming months, new licenses coming online, it's only up from here.
That's fantastic. Have you seen any indication from any of these rural counties in what I like to call West Idaho turning around, starting to realize, hey, we're running out of money. We could use these jobs.
Absolutely. Cannon Beach was one of them. I don't think it was specifically on jobs, but people are really starting to realize that, people voted for Measure 91, quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And, even in places like Lake Oswego, where 50... we reverse engineer the county precinct numbers to figure out how the cities voted. And so 56% of Lake Oswego voters voted yes on Measure 91. And they're going to be putting it on the ballot. And so those are some cities that we think that the people are going to reaffirm their decision to be able to buy cannabis in their hometown. We couldn't be more excited about it.
There was another really interesting report, Oregon Economic Council or whatever they're called, reporting on the cross-border effect between Washington State and Oregon, kind of this competition between tax rates and availability and so forth. Give me your take on that, and looking to the future with California in 2016, will Oregon suffer the same effect?
Right, it's a great question. So there's a couple of factors there, I think. The first one is that cannabis is an elastic product, which means that when price goes up, demand goes down, and vice versa. And I think that's a really important fact to keep in mind, especially if you're a city council that's thinking about adding some exorbitant tax. And in some areas, 3% maybe even exorbitant for some people. Maybe they're more rural, they can't, whatever the reason. And so what we're trying to do with the jobs numbers in the report is show that, yes, tax revenue is good, but let's not forget about the underbelly of this industry that's putting food on the table and keeping the lights on and working families' homes. And that's what jobs do more than anything. And so we're really trying to change the conversation, not so much about taxes, but more about jobs, because it's a tangible benefit that the working people of Oregon can take advantage of.
And continues to grow, and again, we're going to have more jobs in the ancillary markets, these ancillary jobs
that, so many,
that supply this industry. But let's do talk a little bit about the tax revenues. I mean, do you have any number figures for how well Oregon's done?
Well, I mean, I think it was just a couple of months ago they published numbers of $3.4 million in tax revenue. So, it's still early again. And, as soon as the OHA decides to kind of get their act together and allow early sales of extracts and edibles, I really think that the new market, the new cannabis market will show up, which is soccer moms and grandparents who want to buy products that don't exist right now or they don't have access to that. You know, some of them will do it for recreational purposes. Other will do it for medicinal. They don't even know it, right? When grandma finds out that she can buy a topical for her arthritis that's not going to get her high, that's going to be a game changer.
I agree. Now, looking forward, with all of the changes we've seen in these past couple of sessions, we've got medical marijuana shops that are eventually going to be able to sell to all customers.
Right.
We've got recreational shops that will be able to sell to patients tax-free. Does this portend a merging of the two markets?
I think it does. And this is obviously a very sensitive topic for a lot of people. There's a lot of people, rightfully so, worried about a lot of the medical provisions that they have today going away or being treated unfairly or being forced into a regulatory environment in which, you know, they may not be able to survive. And I think that there's a lot of things that we need to take into consideration there when we're making these changes in the legislature at the local level. But more than anything, I really think that the legalization of cannabis has done more for the medical market than anything. And that there are, sure, there are 70, maybe 80,000 patients in Oregon registered now. I would be willing to bet that there are twice as many people who would love to be able to use medicinal cannabis for medicinal reasons that have never been part of that program that are going to benefit and feel comfortable now saying, okay, I don't have to be part of a program and I can use this medicinally on my own terms without having to sign up for something and wait, you know, 3 months for a car.
And pay hundreds to a doctor and another couple hundred to the state.
That's right.
Sam Chapman from New Economy Consulting. If people are interested in these jobs reports, these white papers you guys are putting out, how can they get a hold of them?
Absolutely. The website is pretty simple, www.cannabisjobsreport.com. You can download it for free. Share
Fantastic.
With your friends.
Sam Chapman, thank you so much, and have yourself a great event.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet.